On July 17 of this year, early in the morning, a group called Daredevils of Sassoon seized a police HQ in Yerevan. This was accompanied by mass protests on Yerevan's Freedom Square and on Koronatsi Street, where a police HQ is situated. Protesters defended Daredevils of Sassoon, and also defended the conditions that they put forward, namely to release Jarrer Seflian, and they demanded president's resignation. On the same day and during the next protests, Armenian policemen exceeded their authority and used violent and instigative actions against civilians and peaceful protesters. Also, on the first day on Yerevan's Freedom Square, a lot of people were detained without any explanations, and all this was accompanied by insults and even violence against women. Especially in the last few days, Armenian policemen were armed and they used tear gas and explosives without any warning during the fight between protesters, which took place on July 20 on Koronatsi Street. As a result of that, there were a lot of victims, including policemen, which were taken to hospitals. Armenian police involves in all the actions other policemen, who are wearing civilian clothes, which have no marking signs. They visit families of Daredevils of Sassoon participants, threaten kids and women, scare them. Wives and daughters of Daredevils of Sassoon were persecuted in Koronatsi Street during mass protests. Some of them were detained by police without proper papers and were kept in police station for 3 hours or even more, where they were mocked and treated badly. The funny thing is that on July 22, SISRA, Special Investigation of Republic of Armenia, detained Ani Navasordian, who is an activist and politician and who participated in a peaceful meetings. Later she was detained in her yard and arrested, because she was suspected of rioting. From a various videos and other sources we can see, that Ani tells everything that happened to her. She has a lot of injuries and bruises on her body, and she also wrote on her Facebook timeline that she and other people were treated badly on the way to the police station. Coalition to Stop Violence Against Women is strongly concerned and condemns the illegal actions of Armenian police, which have political subtext. In fact, all the actions of Armenian police are accompanied by threats, violence, have a political subtext and are intended to sow fear among women and girls so that they don't express their opinion and stop visiting rallies. We demand releasing Ani Navasordian and other prisoners, and we demand punishing those officers who treated prisoners badly and inhumanely. The Coalition to Stop Violence Against Women NGO, Women's Recourse Center NGO, Women's Rights Center NGO, Women's Support Center NGO, Society Without Violence NGO, Public Information and Need of Knowledge NGO, Sexual Crisis Assault Center NGO, Real World, Real People NGO. The following organizations join the statement: the AD Sakharov Armenian Human Rights Protection Center NGO, Ecological Public Union NGO, Ecological Academy NGO, Armenian Environment Front, Helsinki Citizens Assembly, Vanadzor Office, Young Engineers Association NGO, 5050 Civic Initiative, Democracy Today NGO, Analytical Center on Globalization and Regional Cooperation.